out of time, but I plan on it.
What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'm either going to talk about the real estate, or maybe something, though, that with business. I'm not quite sure.
Do you have a real estate license?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Okay.
Where do you live?
I live in Texas.
Okay. Well, it's warm down there.
Yes, it's warm. It's 66 right now.
Yeah, well, here, I don't think it's even out of the 30s yet.
Where are you?
The Wisconsin.
Oh, love it. Okay.
Did you ever hear of them, that the Green Bay Packers?
I've heard of them.
Well, though, that we live about 35 miles, maybe the southeast of Green Bay. It's a city called Manitowoc.
Okay.
And it's right on Lake Michigan.
I love Lake Michigan. We go to fly into O'Hare, used to, once a year, and go over to Sawyer, Michigan, over by Benton Harbor.
Okay. All right. What do you do there?
Yeah. What's that?
What do you do there?
Oh, I had some family that lived there.
Okay.
They were right there on Lake Michigan, and we'd go check it out. Great place.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, that's good. So
it's awesome.
So when are you going to start yours, or are you just kind of?
I don't know. I guess ASAP. I'm kind of like you. I don't know either. I love business and don't know too much about real estate and stuff, but I'm into CrossFit and pop culture and business.
Well, though that I've think a lot of people. Though that just, I mean, this is just my opinion, but I think a lot of people are going to end up talking about CrossFit.
For sure. For sure. I think a lot of people are, too.
You know, though, that there's nothing wrong with it, but I think, though, that you want to set yourself apart.
Yeah, I agree. You'd have to get even more niche-y in that niche, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry?
You get to get even more niche-y in that niche.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's even some talking about, like, kind of the business side of CrossFit as well. It's a big deal now.
Yeah.
So are you a real estate agent?
Well, right now I'm kind of retired.
Yeah? Okay. Do you think that we're going to have real estate agents in 5 years, 10 years?
Sure.
Yeah. Same amount. Same. Well, I mean, you don't think with like this, the technology going on and stuff, that a lot of these like people that just kind of get into it and, you know, sort of work it aren't great agents, but you know, I mean, don't you think a lot of them are going to be gone because of the new technology and stuff?
Yes. Yes.
And the good ones will stay.
Right.
And we'll really see who's what.
Yeah. Yeah. You might think, though, that you'd hit the nail right on the head.
I mean, I'm under contract on a house right now, selling one. And if I could have gone through, like, you know, Zillow or Trulia or something like that and had them just, like, you know, have a lockbox on there and done it all on an app or something, I would have done it. I guarantee you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. Zillow and Trulia, they're useless. That they go all off of the statistics.
Uh-huh.
You don't sell a house on statistics. You sell a house on location, condition, and the price. And the Zillow.
Yeah.
The Zillow sometimes has them that their price is high, sometimes them that they're low.
Yeah.
The Zillow is not the way to go. In my opinion, I would not use Zillow for Trulia.
Interesting.
Because though that. Who's going to do though that? I mean, that who's going to meet them at the appraiser, and who's going to meet them at the home inspector, and who's going to negotiate for you?
Yep.
They aren't.
Yep, exactly. I mean, those are all things that someone's going to have to figure out.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know that it's not coming, or chunks of it are gonna get taken over by technology. I'm not saying Zillow in particular, but that's just, you know, I mean, I just looked at, like, just did market research just on Zillow or Trulia or just Google searches in general, and I mean, pretty dang helpful. When, you know, back when my grandma was an agent, you know, you had to meet her on a Sunday and go look at six houses because she was the only one that knew about them, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
And
you gotta work.
Yeah. And it was, and that was like, that was how she worked. And now it's like the agents, you know, that we work with, they were like, what house do you want to look at? You know, because they already know that we know them all, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It feels different than it used to.
Yeah, but I really don't think, I don't think, though, that technology can do it all. I just don't.
Yeah, I don't think it can do it all. I don't think it can do it all either. But I think it can. I think it can facilitate a lot of. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it can drive people to pick different, you know, lenders, different agents, different appraisers and stuff that they never would have thought of
before. Correct.
I don't know.
See, though, that Zillow and Trulia, though, that they want to control everything.
But I believe that.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
Yep.
But that's just my opinion.
I wonder if there's just a little niche, a little group of people, young people. Well, I mean, is home ownership going? Is homeownership dropping a little bit anyway? Isn't that like a thing?
Well, I don't know though what it is from the down in Texas, but I mean, it's getting harder for like kids that are coming out of school,
yeah,
to purchase a home because of that their school debt, and
yes.
I mean, it still has to get paid back.
Yeah. I've heard that they're like rentals are going. I mean, it's not enough to just like not become a real estate agent if you're a young go-getter or something. But, you know, it's there's a little trend moving somewhere, you know, as far as like they're renting more or whatever, you know.
Well, that's because of that. They don't have them at the money.
Absolutely.
You know, but but though that then you take an area, though, that like Denver, you know, and that the surrounding areas, though, that they cannot build them fast enough.
Oh, I can't imagine. I bet they're just killing it out there.
You know, that then I would, whereabouts in Texas are you?
I'm in Wichita Falls, which is north of Dallas.
Like how far north of Dallas?
It's 90 miles. So it's a town of 100,000 people. There's a university and an Air Force base here.
Oh.
So there's kind of.
All right, so though that there should be that activity going on.
Some activities, they said. We get well.
Though that I would think, though, that there would be stuff from the going on down there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on where you're at. You know, like my son and daughter-in-law, to live in Los Angeles. And though that they just bought a house, I don't know if it's the Redondo Beach. I might have that wrong. But,
okay.
But I mean, they paid major money, you know, for this place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And actually that I think, though, that they paid 20 grand over asking just to get it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
Places that are still doing that. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's not quite going on here, but
What's going on in Denver, in the Denver area, though, that they're paying more than the full price?
Oh, they are, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a crazy market. It's a crazy world. But I think, though, that we're going to see, though, that another bubble, I don't know when, but I think it's starting to build.
Like the good bubble or the bubble that bursts?
No. I think it's going to burst.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I wonder, I guess just knowing when is the trick, huh?
What?
Knowing when is the trick, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, but who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So anyhow, well, listen, man, though, that I got to get going now because I got to go with the running errand. But I mean, I'll catch you again.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Take care. Good to meet you.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.